Guess who's back? Yes, it's me, your girl, Edith Yolanda, with the dang truth, guys. It's been forever. So as you know, I actually took a hiatus in November. I wanted to end the year off, 2018. I wanted to have great family time with my relatives during the holidays. So a little bit before Thanksgiving, I actually told you guys to catch up on all the episodes from episode 1 all the way up until episode 24 or 26. I'm not certain, but I wanted you guys to like really catch up on the episodes and listen to me from the beginning when I really didn't know what the fuck I was doing up until now where I'm kind of building momentum. People are actually listening to my podcast and they're excited and they're listening on their way to and from work, and I am so happy. Like, shout out to Amaris, who has been listening to my podcast and she says that she loves it. Shout out to Lipstick Theory, my girl AK47. You guys are supporting this podcast like crazy, and I'm just super, super duper excited. It is now 2019, my people, and you are still asking about the goddamn truth. I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be more charged for this new year. So if you guys have been checking me out, you know that on Facebook, I am very vocal. I want you to add me to Facebook. I am Edith Yolanda on Facebook. And if you have Instagram, you can always follow me at Hermosa Cosmetics. I know it's kind of funny because I've been pondering on whether or not to change my Instagram name, because really it has nothing to do about makeup at all, but I don't want anybody else to get my name on Instagram, and it's been my baby since I've been on Instagram. So I think I'm going to change my, I'm not going to change my Instagram name because I've had it for forever. But what I'm thinking about doing is adding another page to Instagram, which I'm not going to divulge the name yet. But when I do, I will let you guys know so that you can follow me and my podcast on Instagram. It'll be super duper dope. Look, I have so much to talk about, and we're going to jump right into it. I have a new co-host. His name is Michael Dock. We have been working on some great ideas for the podcast. Unfortunately, Mike is not able to join me on my very, very first podcast in 2019 because I think I got him sick. So, as you know, we're going on, this is our second week in 2019, the month of January. Let me just say this. I felt something coming upon me in December, right before the new year. And I was like, nope. I'm going to nip this in the bud right now. So what did I do? I grabbed my emergencies. I grabbed my vitamin C. I grabbed my OJ. I gargled with salt water. I gargled with Listerine. I said, nope, bitch. I'm not going to go into 2019 sick. By the time December 29th came, I was deathly ill. I couldn't fight it. I don't know what happened to my antibodies. I was just deathly ill. New Year's came around. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to stay in the house. I'm going to church. I'm bringing in the new year with the Lord. Yes, it's going to go down. I went to church. The next day, I could not talk. Like, legit could not talk. And for some odd reason, this is like the third year that this has happened to me where I get sick during the holidays, and it's usually during Christmas. I don't know what it is. And I'm, you know, a lot of people are going to say that I'm like really, you might think like I'm a Jesus freak or whatever, but I usually get depressed during the holidays. And for some odd reason, I found out that this is a thing. It's called seasonal depression. Somebody said it on my Facebook page, and I was like, what? It really is a thing? I never knew that I had this thing called seasonal depression. But what I realized is that I've had some traumatic issues that have happened to me in the past when I was very, very young. My father died around the holiday season. I had an incident that I will discuss because I think that 2019 is all about healing and forgiveness. So I'm really going on this whole thing about healing and forgiveness because it's not really so much for the person, it's the other person that's involved. It's really so much for me. But for the past 2 years, it's been about 2 years, I have decided that I'm not going to be seasonally depressed. Like, I'm going to have legit fun with my family, with my friends. I'm going to definitely have my mom cook Thanksgiving meals, and I'm definitely going to slay for Christmas brunch. We don't do Christmas dinner anymore. We do Christmas brunch, where it's just a really boozy brunch. We have breakfast and lunch foods, and we play games, we have discussions, and from about 12 until 5, people just come to my house in their pajamas and we lounge around. But I noticed that when I took a stand to say that I was not going to be seasonally depressed, I started to get seasonally sick during the holiday seasons. And I was like, oh my God, the enemy is really trying to attack me. When I decided that I'm going to be happy, I'm not going to worry about me being in a relationship or not being in a relationship during the holidays, being lonely, not having my dad and my brother present because they're deceased. Like, when I took a stand to say, you know what, I'm going to have a blast during the holiday seasons. It's going to be about family. It's going to be about love. It's going to be about fun. And every time when I plan for my events for the holidays, I tend to get sick. It's not during Thanksgiving. It's usually during Christmas and right up until the new year or into the new year, I'm always sick. So if you guys have any suggestions on how to keep germs off of me during this holiday season, like coming up 2019, please send them to me because I don't want to be sick. I don't want to bring in another new year sick. And unfortunately, since Mike and I have been working in close proximity with one another, I got him sick. So I'm sorry, Mike. Hurry up, Doc. Feel better. We have lots of work to do. And I know that you're going to totally love the Dame Truth this year. So we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to discuss. And we're going to jump into it. Our main thing that is happening to a lot of Americans is that they are being working and not receiving pay. They're not receiving compensation for the jobs that they're doing. So we're still in this government layoff right now. 45, the dick that he is stopping people from getting paid. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of our New Year's resolutions. A lot of us are, again, fasting. I've noticed that this is a thing right now with a lot of Christians, especially, that during the new year, they tend to fast. And I want to see how your fast is going. I want to know, really, is it worth it? And we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about, like I said, this whole my resolution this year is to release some things that I have for some people, to ask for forgiveness, to own up to my mistakes, to also forgive. So asking for forgiveness, to own what my shit is, and to actually forgive people, that is my resolution for the year, and to be completely and utterly dope. So we have a lot to go over. Let's get into it. You have tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, to The Dame Truth with the Dame herself, Edith Ilanda. Let's go. All right, guys. So I never thought that I would be starting my shows off with, you know, like political analyzations. Like I never thought that I would be doing this, but it's being done. Ever since 45 came into the White House, it's just been a shit show. I'm tired of people talking about him and not doing anything about it. I'm tired of my elected officials who I elected to speak for me. It seems like they're just scared of him and afraid to really kick him off his fucking pedestal, his racist, sexist, xenophobic pedestal. But something has to be done, and something has to be done quickly. So as you know, we're like in day 14 or 15 of the government shutdown. Listen, I don't know how you guys are doing it. I have no idea how government employees are still going to work. They must have had a hell of a savings account. Because, bitch, I know a couple of people living paycheck to paycheck and barely can eat lunch. So to go to work every day for free, bitch, and lose money going to work, because trust, even if you ride the bus to a fucking airport, you're putting change in the goddamn slots to ride the bus, bitch. If you are driving to work, bitch, you are paying money to put in your gas tank, bitch. If you want a sandwich at McDonald's on your lunch break, bitch, and you're not getting any money put back into your account from your employer, do you know how fucked up that is? That is completely garbage. That is trash. And my whole thing is this. I think that the reason why Donald Trump is doing the fuck shit that he's doing is because we're actually allowing him to do the fuck shit. I'm honestly believing that if every TSA agent from around the fucking world, around the United States, I should say, walked about that bitch tomorrow, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump would be pushed to do what the fuck he's supposed to do and end this bullshit. Because not only are you talking about the safety of individuals in the air, you're talking about, you know, businesses, people who are going to be afraid to travel. Delta's going to lose money. Southwest is going to lose money. Something needs to happen. Something definitely needs to happen where we stop getting fucked in the ass. And I know that I'm being really, really explicit, but that's how degrading, that's how explicit and how degrading our president is at this current moment. He's more concerned about being a racist, about fattening his pockets, about building this wall to support racists who are giving him this big, big fucking ego. It has to end. Good always prevails over evil. This man is evil. And I don't know how else to say it. I feel that TSA agents, Internal Revenue Service, the people who work for the IRS, everybody should just walk the fuck out. No. If you work for the IRS, no, bitch, you're not getting no W-2s. I'm not coming to work. Fuck that. And I'm a bitch who needs her income tax returns. Like, I need that shit. But I do not want to see a fucking wall being built. I do not want to see our country being divided. I do not want to see racists win. I do not want to see xenophobic people sitting on trustee boards and being in our government, and people who are sexist and racist. And I don't want to see it. So I'm willing to take that L. I'm willing to put my vacation on hold with my children that I'm raising just so that you guys can go ahead and do the right thing. I feel that the people who work for the IRS, the people who are TSA agents and going to work every day for free, I think that you guys should walk the fuck out. The reason why this man is doing what he is doing is because he knows that we are afraid. We are we are thinking with our enslaved minds. We are thinking with our less than educated minds. We are so kind-hearted and wanting to see people happy, but we got to make some people mad. We got to get some people pissed the fuck off in order for things to change. And with that being said, I think that there should be a walkout. I think that everybody who has been threatened that if they do not show up to work, they will lose their 401ks, they will lose this, they will lose that. I think that you should take that L and say, you know what? Well, then hire go ahead and hire new people all around and see how that works. See, my whole thing is that if you guys come together and stick together, you can get some shit moving. Just imagine that if every fucking TSA agent walked out tomorrow, what calamity that would be. Now, I know that this will fuck up some shit for the United States of America, but all that needs to fall back on this president. He is being the most selfish bastard right now. It is so sad that people who are working regular 9-to-5s are taking money out of their pockets to help support these people who are not getting paid to work, but are working still. It's horrible. It's horrible. I hope that the Democrats do not bend. I hope they do not break. This motherfucker needs to go down, period. Period. And I hope that you guys share this podcast. Make it known that there needs to be some organized commotion. Honestly. People have to stop bending over and getting fucked in the ass with Vaseline. And I mean that in all relationships, your work relationship, your family relationship, your personal relationship with him or her. You gotta stop bending over and getting fucked and not receiving anything. Like, it's baffling to me. It's baffling to me that this man can sit in the highest office as a free world leader and enslave people. This is enslavement. Working for free is enslavement. This has not happened since the Great Revolution, my people. Like, seriously. Open your eyes and let's stop playing checkers and start playing chess and knock this motherfucker off the board. Seriously. We gotta organize. We gotta come together. We have to sacrifice. I know that it might be a big sacrifice for many people, but right now we have to make a sacrifice in order to see the good win and the bad lose. This is very bad. What's happening right now is very bad. Our economic standing right now is very bad. For somebody to be lying in our face, my mother used to say this, and I used to think that it was so crass and it's so rude, but I now know what she meant when she said, "Don't piss in my face and tell me that it's fucking raining." I understand that shit right now with my whole heart and my whole soul, and I understand why my mom said that shit. Do not sit here and tell me a thing is a thing when it really ain't nothing. Right now, Donald Trump is saying a thing is a thing, but he ain't saying shit. What he's saying is lies. And then let me tell you what really pissed me off the most, because if you know, I am a South Carolina native. Go Clemson. Clemson was offered fucking Filet-O-Fish sandwiches and cold motherfucking french fries at the White House with candles lit on the motherfucking table. If that is not an insult, I don't know what is. To all you Clemson friends that are out there that are fucking conservatives and Republicans, your president just pissed on Clemson. And I know that there is a sea of orange and purple out there that are conservatives. Your president just pissed on Clemson. There's no way that you're going to sit here and tell me that fucking Pizza Hut and fucking McDonald's. Bitch, who eats McDonald's? We've determined in 2006 that McDonald's don't use fucking real meat. Really? You're offering Big Macs and Filet-O-Fish and some cold-ass French fries. You know by the time you get out of McDonald's parking lot and turn the block, if you didn't eat your fries, they stay hard as shit and stale. And you're offering this shit at the White House. And then you know what he said to make it seem like he was all that? I paid with it with all my money. A hundred Big Macs paid with my money. My nigga, I know rappers that go and do that shit for free in the hood, and you won't even know about it. And you're going to sit here as the president of the United States and say that 100 Big Macs and some Filet-O-Fish and some cold-ass fries is a congratulatory food for a college of university football players that won the championship? Really? Rude as shit. That's some rude shit. That is some rude shit. Those players could have come to my mama's house and she would have had a better layout than that. Are you fucking kidding me? Listen, if you see something right with this, then you're all wrong. And that's all I'm going to say. We need to get some organized noise up in this bitch. We need to come together. We need to form and we need to protest. All those TSA agents, all those parks, the people who clean the parks, all those people who are out there working for the Internal Revenue Service for free, y'all need to step the fuck up and walk out. And that's all I'm going to say. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, with the Dame Truth. I'll be right back. So I'm going to end the show pretty quickly today because, again, like I said, I'm waiting for Mike Doc to feel better. You know, Mike said that I got him sick, but honestly, I wasn't that close with Mike, okay? He needs to blame the nasty woman that he was probably kissing. Mike, feel better, and we will join together soon with recording our first episode together. I cannot wait. This guy is super duper talented. I'm telling you guys, you're going to love what we're going to bring this season of The Dame Truth. And I'm not going to give any secrets away, but I just know it's going to be super duper dope. And you're going to want to tune in and you're going to want to share it. And it's going to blow up. But no, honestly, I am super excited about what 2019 is going to bring to me, and that's only because that's all that I'm going to accept. You know, I'm not going to accept any wooden nickels. I'm not going to accept any mistreatment or dishonesty, or I'm not going to accept any of that this year, which leads to the last topic of discussion for this night. I want to know from you, what is your New Year's resolution? Now, like I said, there's so many people who are fasting. I've heard the Daniel fast. I've heard that people are starting or have started, because this is January 16th. So majority of you guys have started your New Year's resolutions. Some of you have totally dropped the ball. Some of you are still going strong. To those of you who are still going strong, hoorah. For those of you who have dropped the ball, pick the ball back up. Who said that when you drop the ball has to stay on the ground? No, you drop the ball, pick the ball back up, get back on the wagon. Bitch, you ate the cupcake, but guess what? You can walk an extra 30 minutes tomorrow and call it even. What I have decided to do for my 2019 resolution was to recapture some of those relationships that I have lost, and to be forgiven and to forgive. Now, you might say, oh, Yolanda, that's simple. All you have to do is say you're sorry. And no, I think it's deeper than that. I think it goes way deeper than that. And I encourage you guys to do the same thing. Another thing that I have, I am using as a New Year's resolution, a new year resolution, I should say, because we say New Year's, it's New Year. The New Year resolution is to also love all of me completely. I am loving my natural hair. I am loving my skin. I am loving my weight. I am loving my look. I am loving my tone. I am loving me completely. And I am not going to conform to what you want me to be. So again, I am looking at the New Year resolutions differently. I am looking at how I can be a better person internally, instead of my outward appearance. I feel like my generation, people today, are all consumed with what people are looking like on the outside, but nobody is really taking the time to say, oh, this person is really fucked up in the inside. Like, I don't want to be like that. I want to be a person that is positive and a person that shines light. And I have to so many times just really catch myself, because I don't want to be that negative Nancy. I don't want to be that person that says, when somebody asks you how you're doing and you come with 52,000 complaints, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person also that sees fault in everybody else, but I'm not working on me and who I need to become a better person. Right now, I'm struggling with relationships with people. Had a conversation last night with my girlfriend, and I told her, I was like, I'm just not attracted to men right now. And so she asked me, well, are you attracted to women? I was like, what the fuck? No, I'm not attracted to women now. I'm just not attracted to men. And the reason why I'm not really attracted to men right now is because surfacely, these men are horrible. They're horrible human beings. And I'm not just saying men. I'm noticing that women are just fucking horrible human beings right now. And I want to be a better person. And I want to be with somebody who wants to be a better person. And I want to be with somebody who can bring out the better person in me. And I bring out the better person in them. I want somebody that can say, hey babe, you're going down the wrong path. I don't think that that's a cool path to go on. Why don't you join me on this path and we do something together that is totally great and totally dope, and we are happy with one another. And so I'm just really encouraging everybody to stop surface cleaning, but really scrub and get down to the soul of things. You know, one thing that my mom always said to me, and I really love my mom, because she really has instilled in me some really, really great values. And one thing that my mom said to me, she said, you know what? You might think this is really small, but to me it was the biggest compliment. And my mother said to me, she said, I could eat from you and I could eat from your table anytime, because you are a deep cleaner. You clean deep. You're not just a surface cleaner. You clean deep. You clean behind your stove. You wipe baseboards. You get down in the nooks and crannies of things. You don't just take the soap and water and just suds up stuff. You do a deep clean. And what that let me to believe that I'm not just a surface person, but I see what's going on deep down, and I try to fix what's going on deep down. And as you know, I'm a makeup artist, and my whole thing is I believe honestly that the one reason why I am not I have done celebrity makeup before. I've done many celebrities local. I've done many celebrities who are on television every Sunday. The one reason why I am not moved with that arena of work is because I see people for their value of their soul. I see people for their value in their heart. I don't see people with the I don't see their value in their cars, in their handbags, in their designer shoes. That doesn't impress me. What impresses me is if I can talk to somebody and they can actually give me something that will serve my soul. Your handbag is not doing me any service. You know, your 15 bundles of weave in your hair, it's not doing me or anybody else any service. You know, telling me that you're a bad bitch doesn't give me any service. And so I don't care if I don't ever do another celebrity. I look at the service of the soul of the person. I am a deep cleaner. I'm not a surface cleaner. So for me, if I'm doing makeup on a person that's a really ugly person on the inside, they're gonna always be ugly to me. And there's no amount of makeup that will make me think that they're attractive. So for me, and a lot of the celebrities in this world who have really, really funky, nasty ass attitudes and treat people like shit, I can never service them because I know who they are deep down in the deep crooks and crannies of them. I know who they are. And so I'm saying this as your New Year's resolution kind of fades into 2019, I really want you to look at who you are deep down and what it is that you can do to be a better person, what it is that you can do to be a service to others, what it is that you can do to make sure that you feel good from the inside out and not just your outward appearance. All right, that's how I'm going to end this podcast for this first podcast of 2019. I hope that it entertained you. I hope that you share it. I hope that you guys follow me on Instagram and Facebook. Again, my Instagram is Hermosa Cosmetics, and you can find me on Facebook under Edith Yolanda. I hope that you guys join me for another podcast with my new co-host, Mike Doc. And just enjoy what is going to be given in 2019. Just take it all in, because it's going to be a lot. But just take it all in and enjoy it. All right, guys. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, with The Dame Truth. And we out.